as we get ourselves established in our postures, let's do our best to bring a spirit of metta, M-E-T-T-A, that friendliness, that friendly allowing to mind, to heart, to body, to dedicate ourselves to that as we practice. The spirit of metta in the midst of everything. Feeling now, if you will, the body as a whole. Just get a sense of the body as an organic unit all together. Letting the awareness to just take in all the ambient sounds. Nice, wide, spacious awareness, letting everything be permitted that is arising. Postmodernist writer and thinker Bell Hooks wrote, "The moment we choose to love, we begin to move against domination, against oppression. The moment we choose to love, we begin to move towards freedom, to act in ways that liberate ourselves and others. That action is the testimony of love as the practice of freedom." And now we're going to practice with this very tender body scan by letting the breath and our awareness of the breath tend to the body with kindness, with friendly awareness. So let's just take a bit of time to really engage with beautiful full breaths. And as we do so, we can really notice the qualities of both the in-breath and the out-breath. Noticing for a little while the in-breath with these full breaths. Feeling into that uplift and energy, the invigorating, wakeful vitality we get from this opening with the in-breath. feeling the in-breath tending to us in these ways, to energize, to uplift, to open. And then taking a little while to really focus on the out-breath. Nice full out-breaths. Feeling how they release, relax. How the out-breath soothes and calms us. How it's restful. You may feel the body drop, the muscles drop. And we'll use this lovely full breathing in and out with our body scan, fully breathing in and out of regions in the body as a way to bathe and massage the body with these lovely qualities. Letting the body scan help us touch the earth, just as the Buddha did at the moment of his enlightenment, where he touched the earth, proclaiming his rightful place to live from freedom, from love. Claiming this for ourselves as earthlings through the body scan, together with the soothing and relaxing, yet also uplifting and wakeful qualities of breathing. And so feeling breath and body as a whole now. So usually when we practice, we let the breath just be in its normal rhythm. This time we're going to keep this nice full breathing going throughout the scan. And we'll see how it may teach us about metta, about tending and caring for ourselves. And so taking some time now to shift from breath and body as a whole to simply breathing in and out of the face and head region. touching softly face and head with the breath, like a caress. And then the neck, massaging the neck with the in-breath and the out-breath. And seeing what happens. And now into the shoulder region, both shoulders across the top of the back. And then the right arm from the shoulder down to the elbow, bathing the region with the breathing. And from the elbow to the fingertips of the right upper extremity. And then letting the awareness shift to the upper left arm, shoulder to elbow. Appreciating that expansiveness with the in-breath and the settling with the out-breath, how things can drop. And from the elbow to the fingertips on the left side. And on the out breath, letting that go and coming to the chest, the upper parts of the chest. Spacious and restful. And then a little lower in the chest, the whole diaphragm region can often be tight. At any point, increasing that sense of breathing into to really connect with the in-breath and its invigorating qualities. and then caring for the upper part of the belly with the breath. Nice full in-breaths and releasing fully with the out-breath. And then the lower part of the abdomen. And on an out breath, shifting back up to the shoulder region, the top of the back, giving them a little extra attention. Massaging them with the breath. And into the shoulder blades. And a little lower down in the back. At any point, taking bigger breaths. A mixture of energy and calm as we breathe in and out of each region. And bring kindness to ourselves with breathing. Letting the awareness move into the lumbar spine, the low back region. In the tailbone region, and the whole pelvic region, front and back. Touching softly the body with breathing. The breathing naturally has qualities of metta, of compassion, opens us to appreciation, the joy, and helps us to see things change, some balance, some equanimity. And now letting the breath carry into the right thigh, the hip joint down to the knee. and from the knee down to the ankle on the right side. And then into the feet, bathing, massaging the feet with the in-breath, the out-breath, on the right side, right foot. And on the out breath, shifting to the left side of the body. The left thigh from the hip joint to the knee. Tending softly, gently with the breathing. And the left knee down to the ankle. And into the left foot. And then on your own in the silence, practicing, caring for this body with kindness, with compassion, appreciation, some equanimity by breathing in and out of these regions, perhaps regions that really stand out for you, that need attention. Perhaps just scanning through as we just did. What do you need in terms of carrying on the practice? Touching the earth with body, with breath, with tenderness. And any of your other usual ways of practice, such as noting thoughts and emotions, sounds, or even counting, whatever you need to practice in the silence, you can use them. If there's the hindrance of sloth and torpor, you might need to be more particularly emphasizing the in-breath to invigorate. If there's restlessness, agitation, anxiety, doubt, the out-breath, calming, restful. Letting these qualities of the in-breath and the out-breath that so embody metta help us with any wanting mind or aversion. And in this last minute of our practice, noticing any benefits from practicing in this way. Is there any more tenderness within you and extending outwards to others? Is there perhaps a little less fight within that might extend outwards? A little more freedom, a little more kindness.